listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 534. In this episode, I'll discuss three ways to tell the difference between serotonin syndrome and neuroleptic malignant syndrome. I have all the evidence linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode534. Muscular rigidity, significant hyperthermia, and autonomic instability are all common features of serotonin syndrome and neuroleptic malignant syndrome. While these two syndromes are very similar in presentation, they can usually be differentiated by looking at three specific things. Number one, the onset of symptoms. The onset of serotonin syndrome is typically rapid within a 24-hour period. This contrasts with neuroleptic malignant syndrome, which has a slower onset anywhere from days to weeks. Number two, neuromuscular reflexes. Serotonin syndrome is accompanied by neuromuscular hyperactivity with tremor, hyperreflexia, and myoclonus, whereas neuroleptic malignant syndrome is accompanied by sluggish neuromuscular responses like rigidity and bradyreflexia. And finally, number three, our specialty, a medication history. Medications commonly associated with serotonin syndrome are most classes of antidepressants, MAOIs, opioids, dextromethorphan, buspirone, cyclobenzaprine, among others. And medications associated with neuroleptic malignant syndrome are the dopamine blocking agents, such as neuroleptic medications like haloperidol, olanzapine, antiemetics like metoclopramide, droperidol, procarperazine, and promethazine. Neuroleptic malignant syndrome is also seen in patients treated for Parkinsonism in the setting of withdrawal of levodopa or dopamine agonist therapy, as well as with dose reductions and when switching from one agent to another. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.